The first Craven County Courthouse was in the middle of the intersection here, a typical practice at that time. Governor Tryon first arrived in New Bern from Brunswick Town on Christmas Eve, 1764, on a tour of the province as the new governor. 2 days later, a very elegant ball was held here in his honor in the beautifully illuminated courthouse. Locals lobbied to make New Bern, being more central to the colony, the capital. After an armed confrontation in Brunswick over his call to support the hated Stamp Act tax on all paper goods, he agreed. Parliament later repealed the Stamp Act, but passed a new set of taxes on imports, including tea.
It was trying to pay for the French and Indian War of the 1750s and 60s and other colonial costs, which the provinces were refusing to cover. North Carolina's Provincial Assembly passes resolutions against the taxes and related laws on Thursday, November 2, 1769. In response, Governor Tryon dissolves the assembly. Its speaker, John Harvey, leads members of the lower house here to the courthouse. 64 men cram into the small building and agree to hold an extra-legal session starting on Monday. On Tuesday, they pass an agreement or association not to import any British goods until the issues are resolved. Around town afterwards, the Sons of Liberty used tar and feathers and a ducking stool to enforce the association. By March, all of the taxes are repealed except one on tea. When the Boston Sons of Liberty protest that one a few years later with their famous Tea Party, Parliament passes laws to punish the town. In 1774, several colonies asked the others to send representatives to a Continental Congress in Philadelphia to try to work things out with King George III. Governor Martin refused to convene the North Carolina Assembly to do that. Harvey, still Speaker, asked local governments to elect delegates to an unofficial convention.
Most of the counties and four cities do, sending mostly the same men that are in the official assembly, and 71 convene in town on Friday, August 25, for 3 days.
One modern source claims the Renegade Assembly met in the courthouse. At least two other buildings in town were large enough, including the schoolhouse. The delegates vote to support a boycott of English goods and send three representatives, including later Governor Caswell, to their Continental Congress. The second convention, only later renamed a Provincial Congress, meets somewhere in New Bern again the next April, ignoring Martin's decree that it is illegal. Adjourning and reconvening as the official Provincial Assembly, since 48 of the 68 Assembly members are in the Congress, they approve the actions of the Continental Congress. An incensed Martin dissolves what turns out to be the last Provincial Assembly. The John Wright Stanley House was originally on the block directly across Broad, behind the current courthouse facing Middle Street. The land was an empty lot when he bought it in 1779. Continue with the walking instructions under
Off with His Head.
Then go to its audio clip.